In the name of Jesus, amen. So there's a tension in our gospel reading today between receiving and giving. It's the tension of the Christian life, and the tension proves heartbreaking. Of course, we receive or inherit our eternal life through faith in Christ, and we also give, right? We give of our wealth, our time to God and others. We're made children of God by baptism to Christ, absolutely. And we're called and we're expected by God to be obedient to God our Father and practice a life of giving. This is our challenge in Christ to consider in today's message. In our gospel reading today, we see an encounter between Jesus and a seeker of the truth who seeks out Jesus. The stranger kneels before Jesus, asks what he should do to inherit eternal life. Jesus responds the teacher with the commandments, what God gives us as his law of goodness. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother. The man who's obviously got a high GPA says to Jesus, teacher, all these things I've kept from my youth. Check out my CV. Jesus, looking at him, did you catch the detail? Loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. Go sell that you have, give to the poor, and have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Disheartened, it says, disheartened by the saying. Not disagreeing, but disheartened. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Well, the commandments, right, we know, the Ten Commandments. We might think of those as negative, but they're given to us by God because they're positive. They're good, they're right, they're sure. They are how we are to live. The commandments of God are for our well-being and our welfare. God's law is good. He gives his commandments because he loves us. He created us. He sustains us. He saves us. He sanctifies us. We inherit eternal life through faith in Christ by his merits and strivings alone. He fulfills the commandments of God, Jesus, that we would look at those commandments as fulfilling, a fulfilling life in Jesus. As believers, we're called to live according to that fulfilling life, the law of God. To live the gift God gives us in Christ. In our gospel reading today, Jesus loves the man. He looks at him. He loves him. He addresses this man's heart directly. You lack one thing. Give to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Come follow me. Disheartened, great possessions, he goes away. There's quite a bit of movement in our gospel reading today. It's typical for Mark. Mark's a moving gospel. Jesus starts with a movement in our gospel reading, if you caught it. He's setting out on his journey, Mark chapter 10. This journey is Jesus' journey. He's setting out on it. This is the journey of Jesus in Mark's gospel. It's the journey to the cross. It's the journey of all the pages of scripture coming together. It's the journey to seek and save the lost, what God created and has fallen in sin and God will love again in Jesus. It is the journey to give eternal life and blessing. This is God's great journey of love embodied in Jesus for the world. On this journey of God's love, Jesus encounters this seeker who goes right to the heart of the matter. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is too. There's a tension in our gospel reading today between receiving and giving. The tension proves heartbreaking. It should come right as no surprise that numerous studies, personal stories, confirm that wealth and money are the root cause of stress, families, and relationships. I wonder how you do it in New York City, but years that up, you make it. The Bible does not say that money is the root of all evil, right? That's a misquote. It doesn't say that. God knows we need it. God knows it makes things run. They're gifts to manage wisely. But the Bible does talk about the heart and money, the love of money. The love of money, that's the root of all kinds of evil. God desires our hearts, the very center of our existence. Create in me, we pray, a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. It's heartbreaking, right, to see and hear about money, of all things, money, dividing families. That's heartbreaking. Dividing friends. Dividing even churches. That is truly heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see and hear how money stresses and agitates. Jesus' heart breaks for the man in our reading today. He was smart. He had all the right answers. And yet he loved his wealth more than he loved God. Jesus challenged him to show it at that moment by giving all aside and following God. Jesus in God's word does challenge us to show our love to God. There are moments when we really get challenged directly. But there are everyday moments of challenge too. The offerings we give of our time, our talents, our money. There are many reasons that come to mind why we don't or why we can't. But Jesus always wants a heart check. Does our wealth control us, or is wealth a gift of God for us to use wisely? And each time we give a little back, what happens? We learn a little wisdom. We show God is our giver. We rely on God who fills restless hearts with peace. There's a tension in our gospel reading today between receiving and giving. The tension is heartbreaking. Jesus is on his journey in Mark's gospel. It's a great journey of love for the world. Jesus' heart will break. Jesus' heart will break on the cross. It will be shattered in love and passion for you and for me, for everybody in this city, for everyone out there. In trust, we receive that broken heart of Jesus that makes our heart whole. We receive the eternal life, inherit this heart of Jesus by faith, receive the everlasting love of God, and we give of what God gives to us, to God and to others. We follow God's good and gracious and fulfilling law in our lives. And just as there's a question in our gospel reading today, there's a question to all of us. Where in our lives right now, heart check, are our hearts restless? And holding on to something or to someone rather than first and foremost relying on God. God wants us to break that hold in our heart. Break it. God wants us to free and break that worry. To set our hearts on the peace of Christ. I was recently teaching about this passage of scripture to college students. About giving up everything and following. I asked students how to apply the reading today. I got lots of answers. Well, he doesn't mean that literally. Well, it's just 10%. Well, no, we got bills to pay. As a professor, I could do this then and say they were all wrong. God's word is literal. And my answer is I repent that I can't do this. I repent that I can't give everything. I repent that my heart breaks and I live in a world mired in wealth and money. I repent and I'm glad I give some of it and I'm glad I give to others who use it all. There are the St. Francis's of the world who take it seriously. Praise God, I'll support them. And in my repentance, I'll give to them. And what does scripture say? Good fruit is born out of repentance. I'll give the best that I can, but I won't water down Jesus' words. I won't take away from the maximum blessing and opportunity in Jesus. And I know I'm forgiven, and I know I'm loved, and I know I inherit eternal life, and I know what I can do. But Jesus always challenges, can you do more? I'll be reminded of the giving gospel again and again. I'll be reminded all the way to my funeral, I'm sure, how Jesus' heart breaks for me. Hearts that are never broken in repentance are hearts that are never forgiven. To break the heart is to repent, to receive peace, to receive the gifts God gives and realize they're not my own and I will use them as wisely as I can. There's always a tendency due to sin which divides hearts and divides things, to divide up schedules and times, Sunday and Monday, two different realities. There's always the temptation to just make our faith a matter of belief or knowledge, doctrine, check it off, like students in a class. That can't be literal for my heart. Well, it is. Jesus' actual heart breaks on the cross for you. Our faith is more than belief, more than knowledge. It's love in action. God is Lord of every day and everything we have. He is Lord of all. There is a tension in our gospel reading today between receiving and giving. The tension breaks our hearts. God's word breaks up hearts' desires for that which wears and stresses. God's heart breaks in Jesus to fill our hearts, right, with wholeness and peace. There's wealth, right? Lots of wealth. We live in a city of wealth. There's all that God gives us to manage and multiply. True. And there's wisdom, which is more than knowledge, which sets a heart aright, to set our hearts on God first and foremost, to live with that in a kind of tension in our lives. There's God's word in Proverbs, how much better to get wisdom than money. We're called, we're expected, we're challenged to be obedient to God, our Father, and practice a life of giving. Amen.